So President Trump issuing a new warning to Tehran overnight as he reportedly tells aides to prepare for an extended blockade of Iran. Lucas Tomlinson is live in Dubai with the latest. Hey, Lucas.
Good morning, Brian. After the state dinner where President Trump honored King Charles and Rory McIlroy, the president taking to Truth Social early this morning to send this warning to Iran about the war ending, saying, quote, Iran can't get their act together. They don't know how to sign a non-nuclear deal. They better get smart soon. Perhaps a reference to reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Now, the Wall Street Journal reporting Trump tells aides to prepare for extended blockade of Iran. Quote, he assessed that his other options, resume bombing or walk away from the conflict, carried more risk than maintaining the blockade, officials said. Now, that blockade, Brian, has been in effect for over 2 weeks in an attempt to open the Strait of Hormuz, which remains effectively closed. While the blockade aims to shut down the oil trade in Iran, its effects are also being felt at home as the price of gasoline is now the highest since July 2022. Now, pain also being felt inside Iran as the Iranian rial has plummeted to a record low, trading at around 1.8 million rials to the dollar. You might need a wheelbarrow to go shopping.